The gospel according to St. Luke is divided into four parts. The first two chapters are chapters that describe the infancy and early life of Jesus. From the third chapter to the 14th chapter, what is principally described is what is expected of a disciple. It is a manual for discipleship. It is the teaching of Jesus through the eyes of Luke as to what Jesus expects of a believer. From the 15th chapter to the beginning of the Passion of Jesus is the part that is called the Gospel of the Outcasts. And it's from the beginning of that part that the gospel reading of today is taken, the 15th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Some have said that this chapter is the linchpin. This chapter is the critical chapter. That in these three parables, Luke clearly says who God is. Also clearly says what the revelation Jesus brings is all about. And finally, what the mission of the believer or the mission of the church is all about. This is the only place in the gospel apart from the Last Supper where we are told that Jesus hosted a dinner. There are plenty of places where it says he was a guest at someone else's table for dinner. But here at the beginning of the 15th chapter, we're told that Jesus welcomed outcasts and invited them to dine with him. In the first parable, the parable of the shepherd and the lost sheep, it is the shepherd who is the symbol of God. It is the one sheep that is lost who is the symbol of the outcast. It is the 99 who stay where they belong who are the symbol of the righteous. In the story, the shepherd does something that is rather stupid. This one mindless creature, this sheep, has wandered off. And rather than cutting his losses and staying with the 99 to make sure that he was able to preserve that part of the fold, he leaves the 99 and he goes in search of the mindless one, the wandering one. It's not what a prudent person would do. In the second story, it is the woman who is representative of God. She loses a coin, and she becomes compulsive about finding it. She lights a lamp and she gets her broom and she sweeps every nook and cranny of the house again and again and again until she finds that silver coin. She can't let it go. Lots of energy over a little coin. In both of those stories, we are being told that God is assertive, that God is proactive, that God looks for what is lost, that God seeks out, and that God is almost compulsive about doing that, that it is in the very nature of God to seek out what is lost. Now in the third story, the story of the lost son, the father doesn't go out seeking for the son. The son comes to his senses and the son returns to the father, and the father welcomes the son. In one sense, the father is proactive because he sees the son coming and he runs down the road. He welcomes the son back and it's unconditional. There are no stipulations. The son wants to place stipulations on the welcome home. I'm not worthy to be treated as your son. Treat me just as one of your hired hands. The father won't hear of it. Put some clean clothes on him, put a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet, and kill the fatted calf. We must celebrate. Well, commentators on St. Luke's Gospel say that in those three stories, the very center, the very heart of the definition of God is revealed. That they are critical. They are central stories for the entire Gospel of Luke. That God is defined in Luke's Gospel as the one who searches for and welcomes back the lost. Now, Luke's Gospel was written in the last part of the first century of the Christian era. So around 75 AD, 85, 90 AD is when Luke's Gospel was written. And commentators tell us that in the community in which Luke lived, there was great divisiveness. There were people who were very, very strong and very detailed in their observance of their Christian faith. And then there were other people who were more lackadaisical about their observance of the faith. And that the challenge or the tension was that those who were firmer in the faith sought to exclude the others from the table of the Eucharist. That unless you were dotting every I and crossing every T, you were not to come to the table. That was the challenge that Luke's community was facing. And that in Luke's writing of the gospel, what he seeks to do is to address that challenge. And in effect, what he says is that there is no exclusion from the table of the Lord. That the table of the Lord, the table at which those tax collectors and outcasts sat, the table that was, if you will, scandalous to the Pharisees and to the scribes because this man eats with sinners and he welcomes them. This table is a table that has no exclusion. All are welcome. It is at the table that reconciliation takes place. One does not have to have reconciliation before coming to the table. It is in the very act of what occurs at the table that the reconciling power of God through Jesus Christ takes place. That if I am open to the healing, reconciling power of the cross of Christ, that it is in the eating and the drinking that that healing and reconciling power is unleashed in my life. And I am sent forth then as a person reconciled to God, to myself, and to my neighbor. Now, the assumption is that you and I don't come here reconciled. The assumption is that we come as sinners. And every time we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, even if it's day after day after day, as we gather seeking a fresh beginning, seeking the grace of reconciliation, the grace of Christ's healing. When we come to the table of the Lord, we say, Lord, I am not worthy. You say the word, though, and my soul will be healed. This is the Lamb of God. This is the one who takes away the sin of the world. Joyful, happy are we who are called to his supper. The mission of the church is to gather what is lost. The mission of the church is to be proactive in drawing to the table of the Lord those who stand outside. The mission of the church is to stand and to welcome without condition those who come. The mission of the church, as the mission of Jesus was, is to be the visible, tangible, physical expression of the reconciling mercy of God. The God who seeks what is lost.